speaker is Dana. Where are you from, Dana?
Hi, I'm Dana. I am a real alcoholic. I don't mess around with alcohol. but it's welcome to the newcomers. Happy birthday to Barbara. I'm not really sure where she went. Happy birthday. 2 years is an amazing thing. 1 hour is an amazing thing. And all the old timers, everyone that's here. I got sober on July 29th of 1998. I was 19. And I had reached the end of my five-year drinking career. I love, meetings that start with more about alcoholism because I was very unwilling to admit that I was a real alcoholic. And I identify as having a drinking career because after a few years in sobriety, I looked up the definition of career, and it was a lifelong pursuit. I had a lot of lifelong pursuits prior to drinking alcohol. Once I took my first drink of alcohol, everything went out the window, including friends and family and a desire to live. And all that I cared about was alcohol, and yet it took me many, many, many years in AA before I could even see that I was powerless over alcohol, because I thought my problem was all these other things. My problem was my family. My problem was all of you. My problem was food. I had, eating, men, money, all these things. And I am not capable of living in this world without relying upon something or someone else. And what this program, Alcoholics Anonymous, has not necessarily been the solution, but has put me in contact with a solution. It's put me in touch with a power greater than myself, a power greater than alcohol, which is huge. And without which, I would not be here tonight. And one thing that I was thinking of, I'll try to share as much as possible in the 10 minutes, but one thing I was thinking of before I got here was my sponsor said something to me once when I was really struggling with what an alcoholic is, if I really am one, what this powerlessness thing is, and God. I was really struggling with God. I wanted nothing to do with God or any of you or anything, really. And my sponsor said to me, maybe God can use you. Maybe you have a purpose here. And no one in my life had ever said it in that way. And I didn't, I had wasted, ever since I took my first drink, I had wasted my life away to where, I was suicidal many, many times. And I couldn't get my stuff together. I couldn't get my life together. I couldn't figure out what my problem was, but I knew that I had a problem. And I had no concept that I could actually be of service to anybody else, let alone would I want to share any of the things that I had gone through in my life with somebody else. So it's an amazing thing, to be able to share with another alcoholic and help someone from the wretched experiences that I've had. And some were great, but I'll go back a little bit to... prior to taking my first drink, I was already a full-blown alcoholic. I had no concept. I couldn't tell the truth from the false. From a very, very young age, I was felt very different, and was constantly comparing myself to other people. And when I took my first drink of alcohol, I'll also say that my family told me many, many, many times that alcoholism runs in the family. So I was forewarned. I had a lot of ominous warnings, which I completely ignored and meant nothing to me. Again, so I took my first drink of alcohol at 15, and from then on out, I was always really really excited or afraid. I had all these different emotions. But once I started drinking, it took all that away. And I was like a free bird, completely free, which I'm sure everyone in this room can relate to. And when I didn't have alcohol in my system anymore, I was what they call restless, irritable, and discontent. I didn't use those words to describe it, but I was very pissed off. And I wanted nothing to do with anybody. And I would leave school, ditch school, told my family I hated them. I was a terrible, terrible child. And I had all these high hopes. You know, I relate to a lot in the Big Book. Newcomers, if you don't have a Big Book, I highly recommend you get one. When I first read it, again, you know, I got here at 19. I had no idea how reading a story that was written about, you know, was written by men from the 30s, how that could help me. And I had all these ideas about alcoholism, and that it was, you know, it took me a while to admit, you know, my thoughts of an alcoholic was someone passed out, homeless, in a gutter with a shopping cart and a paper bag. That wasn't me, clearly, so I had a really hard time identifying that I was an alcoholic. And also, I mean, granted, my life had been done at that point, but I was 19. You know, I sat in these rooms and I stayed here because I had nowhere else to go at that point. I had traveled, I had done therapists, I had done antidepressants, all these different things, trying to exercise, all these different things, nothing worked. I kept getting, there was just this mad cycle, and I couldn't understand it. So I got a sponsor, I worked the steps, did some inventories. I was never honest in working the steps for the first 2 years in Alcoholics Anonymous, and my life fell apart. I was not happy. I was taking tokens. I remember taking my two-year token, and I was saying how happy I was, and I was not happy. And I did what I thought everyone wanted me to do, and I couldn't understand why I was not feeling the promises. The promises would be read, and it just was, to me, it was like poetry that I wasn't experiencing. I had no idea of what this new freedom and new happiness was. And the truth was that I didn't want to be an alcoholic. I didn't want to be here. And I certainly did not want to turn my will and my life over to God, because that meant that I could never find that freedom that I had, that sense of ease and comfort that I found in alcohol that nothing else could give me. You know, like taking away alcohol is fill in the blank. You know, there's men, there's money, again, money, food, all these different things, sources of comfort, but nothing worked like alcohol did, not even drugs. And so, you know, it took me a while before, and it took me a lot of bottoms. And I think, too, and I'll just say this, is that in sobriety, I was waiting around because I knew. I got to that place of understanding alcoholism from getting honest, reading the book, looking up words, being of service, thinking of others. And I started to see, I'm an alcoholic. This is what I am. But I still wasn't experiencing the promises. And it took me, I think I was waiting for something to happen. I was waiting for something to happen for it to get bad enough, which I did also when I was drinking before I got here, waiting for like life to get bad enough. And the thing is, when I was drinking, shit got bad. It got bad more than once, and I would still drink. I would still use, or whatever it was, and no one could figure out why. So then I would start being like not sharing what I was doing, because obviously I was nuts. And so in sobriety, you know, I ended up in a dishonest relationship with a man that did not work, and yet I kept finding myself back with that person, and it got bad, and it became I knew it, and I saw it, and it took me many, many years before God did something for me that I couldn't do for myself. And I hit a bottom in sobriety that brought me to my knees, and it brought me to God. And it brought me to an acceptance that has revolutionized my life. And through this whole process, I just encourage you to, you know, be honest, to have whatever you're having, and, you know, find a sponsor who's recovered and really found a peace with God, you know, letting go of prejudices and ideas about what sobriety is, what alcoholism is. The truth I found in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous is real. And it doesn't matter what our present circumstances are, that we can be sober and find a God as long as we're willing, honest, and open enough to let that power show us. So thank you so much.